Jacobs.
And today, probably want to turn your light on. And today we're going to be speaking with the brother named Mark Muhammad, who I actually met first, I believe, at Savior's Day in Detroit, I believe. And he gave me a ride. I think that's the first time I met this brother, Brother Mark. And since then, man, he has came into the digital real estate. I mean, the brother page is going viral. I'll be catching him sometime. He be having 1,000+ people watching live. He's streaming the minister. I seen him streaming Hidden Colors. He's streaming documentary. I said, oh, man, he's on it. So he joined the digital real estate class, and everything has been taken off. But before we get into all of that, I want to get into his story, get into his background so you guys can get to know who you're about to learn from and listen to. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the digital real estate and how he came in and what he has got from it thus far. So, Brother Mark, assalamu alaikum, and let the brothers and sisters know who don't know who you are.
Well, as-salam, sir. Yes, sir. Well, just our brother Ben just said, his brother Mark Muhammad. I reside in Louisville, Kentucky. pretty much I run an insurance firm. That's my initial job, own some property as well. And now the third income is the digital real estate. So I'm an entrepreneur by blood. You know, I got a long lineage of this. My father, my grandfather, my great grandfather, who actually had the longest black owned gas station in the history of America, and his father as well. So, I'm bored for this. I'm ready for this.
Yes, sir. So how young are you?
I'm 28. I'm 28 years old.
So 28 years young, family. So y'all know how young he is. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's about applying that skill and being able to be disciplined enough to follow the instructions. So as a young child, growing up under that, what was your dreams growing up? Did you always want to be an entrepreneur? And if you did, what field did you see yourself getting in?
Well, at first, as a young child, I used to always have that feel to go into business. I just didn't know what my father's, you know, our lineage and stuff was until I turned 17. But I wanted to, you know, play sports, play pro ball. My first passion was acting. That was my first passion. Then designing clothes. Then out of nowhere, I wanted to be a gangster. You know, tried that and I didn't work. You know, you know, 02, 03, 04. That was some stuff right there. But then after that, you know, but I always had that desire, you know, get into food, own a restaurant and stuff like that. You know, and what really kept me going through all that is that I deep inside, I always just felt something greater was inside of me that needed to come out ever since I was 5 years old. So I always held on to that. And I just had confidence in myself because I seen myself overcome and just dominate everything I put my hands on. Sports, the classrooms, ideas, everything. You know, so I knew if I applied myself more at a younger age, I can get a greater income. I can get a greater benefit, and they won't be. I can achieve anything in my life. So that's what I held on to, and that's pretty much what got me where I'm at right now. That and a few other things.
I want you to talk about real quick. You said you come from a lineage of entrepreneurs. Talk about when you begin to realize your bloodline was the bloodline of an entrepreneur, and what that did for you to kind of look and say, well, I'm an entrepreneur by blood. What did that do? Was your grandfather around? Was your father around to teach you or what?
Well, my father was around. I lived with my mother up until I was 15 years old.
Okay.
In Brockton, Massachusetts. Then I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, then to live with my father up until, not now, but, you know, yeah, we're in the same city now. So he was around. My grandfather lived to be 98, and he just passed about a month ago.
Okay.
So once my father, when I turned 17, you know, I guess he's seen I was kind of down and out, failing in school and stuff like that. One day he just told me, you know, he kept telling me, Mark, get you a trade. If you're going to go to college, get you something that you can do for the rest of your life instead of just go working for somebody else. And at that time, I still wanted to be a gangster. So it didn't really hit my head like that. You know, then he just broke it all the way down from 1876 up until 2008 at that time, what each father accomplished.
Yeah.
Owning land and owning property, owning houses, apartment complexes, parking lots, gas stations, and all that stuff. So I went to my grandfather and I asked him, you know, what happened? You know, what was going on? And he took it back even further to the 1800s. You know what I mean? So I was just like, damn, you know, you all accomplished this and this and this and this and this. Then I said, no wonder since I was a little boy, like this stuff had just been boiling inside my blood literally since I was 5 years old. Yeah. I still remember to this day.
Yeah.
So it all started to click. It made sense. It's in my DNA to do these things. And you know, I used to do things when I was 8 and 9 years old. I would go to the store, get Laffy Taffys. That was 25 cents. And I would sell it to my neighbor for 50 cents. You know, I would when I got into high school, I would go get, you know, I used to be a little thief. I used to take numerous amounts of candies and sell it in school, you know, and some other things like that. Little did I know, I didn't know that was wholesale retail. You know, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm 8, 9, and 10 years old doing this.
I think,
you know what I mean?
I think
things like that all through middle school, through high school. Then once they broke it down to me,
yeah,
and they told us how we really should be rich right now.
Yeah.
So in the billions.
Yeah.
You know, but due to not having a thorough knowledge and a knowledge of self and not really just being educated, they lost the land, sold off the properties, and so forth and so forth. And my father has been self-employed since 1982. And when he was told, he told me that day, that same day when I was 17, he said, you know, we all got all these things. And I got, he's a barber. He's like, I got this barbershop that I've been running for 30 years. Now, what are you going to do?
Mm.
So I took that as, okay, he's passing a legacy on to me. And I'm his only son. So I got to go hard now. You know what I mean? So that's when it clicked right there. That's when I knew right then and there, I got to at least graduate high school at least. You know, I tried college. It didn't work, you know, and a couple other things, man. Then it just pretty much has been in me. But from that day when I was 17, that's when it really just clicked that you're destined for this because you've been thinking about this your whole life. And now he just passed it on to you. So what you going to do?
I think the one thing that resonates with me is my father. I would say he was a tradesman more than an entrepreneur, because my dad worked for the Dallas Morning News, but he always had a trade, either cutting grass or lending money. And so I saw my father, as I talk all the time, become the bank, but he was lending money. So my dad was making, you know, $2,000 to $8,000 a month just from lending, passive income from that. And then I saw him cut grass. So, you know, when he had his off time, so he was always had some type of side something. And like you said, education, just the lack of education to know that you can go further and that you can do more. And my dad was like, no, I don't want them white folks in my pocket, man. You don't know. I don't want them white folks in my pocket. I don't want to pay no taxes. No tax. Just on the table. All on the table cash.
And yeah, that's so, how mine is.
Yeah, and he didn't know that there were not loopholes, but a safety nets. There were shelters when you open up corporations and things that you can do. And so, you know, he shorted himself not knowing those things. And it reminds me of my grandfather, which is not his father, because my father was raised by his mother, but it was my stepmom's dad. And my pawpaw, he took me under his wing. And he did taxes and accounting. And so I saw my dad, you know, doing labor and lending. And I saw my grandfather, you know, had two locations. He had, you know, a staff. They were doing accounting. They were doing taxes, and he was the first black millionaire I ever met. And he had a BMW. You know, he was driving, first black man I ever seen in a foreign car. He used to let me drive the stick, you know, because it was a BMW. He had the stick shift, and so he taught me how to do the manual shifting. And so he'll be driving, he'll be like, gear one, gear two. So I thought I was tight. And then my grandfather lost his money from trying to give too much and not understanding, you know, the game and how to play it. And so just like you, I got to see it, but I didn't get to see it in its fullness, kind of continue on like a continued legacy. It was more of a stop and start, stop and start, stop and start. Right. So I did take it upon myself to say, okay, we're going to do it. So that's why when you were saying that, I'm 29, so it made me kind of think about, dang, it's almost similar, you know, when you look at your lineage. And even though my grandfather isn't my blood, he raised me like I was his blood. And so I got to see that. So that was pretty cool. I appreciate a legacy and lineage conversation.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, you said that you wanted to be a gangster. For about 3 or 4 years, what happened for the young people who's listening, so that they don't have to go do their trial and error? What happened that made you say, "Man, this ain't it. I got to do something else"?
Well, the first thing that happened was that people started dying, and I said, "Man, it ain't gonna be me. It ain't gonna, you know." And seriously, you know, I had a close friend. This is crazy. This is a true story, man. You know, you always grown up, you got your crew. So it was, you know, I was into gangs too at that time, 14, 13, 14, 15, into gangs. And when I left in Massachusetts to go live with my father, 6 months later on the dot, one of my everyday crew members, you know, got killed across the street from where I lived at. You know, and he was 14 years old, and I was 15. And I was just like, dang, like, I guess it was really meant for me to come down here, because that really could have easily been me. You know, then on top of that, you know, it just got played out, man. I ain't gonna lie. When I moved to Kentucky, to Louisville, Kentucky, the people down here was just so off, you know, as far as education. You know, it was really just a turnoff. You know, I just lost the love for it, man, to be honest with you. Acting tough and stuff like that. Then on top of that, I reminded myself, my dad's wife had two sons that was older than me. They was 3 years older and 6 years older. And the oldest one's name was Prentice. And he had, I seen him drop out of school. You know, and things like that. I seen what he went through, how he couldn't keep a job, how he started going towards the left, you know. And my father always told me, he went down a list of just people that he knew. He said every single time people go that route, more than likely this is where they ended up at. So he knew people from his generation. This is my thinking. His generation, my dad 31 years older than me. He knew people from his generation. He was able to pretty much explain the path that they went down. Then he said, just look at your older stepbrother. He about to go through the same exact thing. You know, and he like 18, 19 years old at the time. You know, and lord and behold, some years later, because he's 6 years older than me, he went through the same exact thing that my dad told me when I was like 14. I said, man, forget that crap, man. Then on top of that, you know, I was playing sports. I was, you know, breaking the records and track meets and stuff like that, man. Some D1 colleges was looking at me for defensive back, man, to go full ride, but I didn't understand. I understood it, but I didn't apply to having good grades and all that stuff. So I was athletically gifted. I just didn't apply myself in the academic area, which you know, the reason why I didn't get that scholarship. So I knew, once again, I had what it took. I just have to fully apply myself. So I seen everybody else smoking, drinking, popping pills at 14, 15. I didn't do none of that stuff, you know. And I seen what it did to them within 6 months, you know. Then I started seeing people in my school getting shot and killed, robbed. I mean, I went to a wild high school, man. It was crazy. you know, it was wild. I seen all that, and I'm from out of town. So I knew either I'm going to end up doing what they doing, or what they doing is going to happen to me. And me knowing me, I'm going to retaliate with either these fists, or I'm going to go get these guns. And, you know, then I'm going to end up in jail. So I wasn't trying to do nothing. I was trying to live life, man. You know what I mean? So
what year did you register in the nation?
2013.
And how has that helped you in your process of growth?
Oh, man, tremendously, brother. I mean, the Nation of Islam gave me exactly what I needed my whole life. Exactly what I was looking for the whole entire time. You know, just being consistent in everything, weekly meetings, weekly deliverance, weekly facts, weekly inspiration, motivation, information, stuff like that. It gave me the fuel, the constant fuel that I needed. So once I latched on to that, it was really, I already knew, like, yo, I'm going to be great. I already knew, not to be arrogant, but it was just true.
Is there anything that you've learned from the minister that has, that you have used as a principle that has helped you in your entrepreneur career?
Peace, family. Thank you for checking out the Brother Ben X podcast. Many people are wondering, what can I do now since digital real estate closed on October the 1st? I still want to learn how to make money on social media. I still want to learn how to market. And I still want to learn how to build my brand. Well, there's one more way that you can do it. It's a couple ways, but I want to tell you all about the ABS Tribe. The ABS Tribe is weekly coaching every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for only $50 a month. If you are looking for accountability, if you're looking for a group of people that's willing to inspire you, help you out, support you, encourage you, you want to get inside of our ABS Tribe, because every Tuesday and Thursday, me and Brother Jake, or one of our multi-million dollar friends or six-figure friends, are on teaching you every single week. If you want to join the ABS Tribe, go to www.whatisabstribe.com. www.whatisabstribe.com.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, don't cheat the system. You know, I heard the minister say one time that he never got into business because people in business always want to push the envelope. So then, of course, as you can see now, people like Facebook, Google, they pushed the envelope several times. Now I'm starting to catch up with them. You know, but that was the main thing. I always went by a phrase called, you know, the honest man always wins. So I always use that to, you know, not steer towards the wrong end as far as with business deals and forging signatures and stuff like that, all that excess stuff.
Sounds good. What are some, what is the main reason that you joined the digital real estate program? Because I know, when did you come in? About how long ago?
June 6th, I think.
So June 6th, on my born day, is when you came in. I think we had a special around that time. On my born day, what made you go ahead and join the digital real estate platform?
Man, to be honest with you, I was just gonna check it out. To keep it all with 100 with you, man. You know, I ain't gonna lie, I got real not arrogant, but my know-it-all stuff came. I was like, man, it's probably be some stuff I already know. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I was doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. Then I stopped.
Yeah.
You know, but I said, let me just go ahead and just check it out. I ain't gonna lie, Brother Ben, I waited till 11:59 p.m. and hit send payment.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I was going back and forth like, man, should I do it? But I said, well, what the hell? I don't see nothing I could possibly go wrong with. But yeah, I went on and did it. I mean, that was the real reason. And I just want to see what you be doing. I'm like, man, what the hell? Because I was having problems with Facebook. I'm like, why can't I get my Facebook up and running? The Instagram was cool, you know, but the Facebook, I'd be like, man, how do I get that up and going into YouTube and all that? I said, let me just see what brother really be doing. So that's what made me want to go ahead and purchase the program.
And so once you got in, what's your thoughts after you got in, you know, into the program?
Man, my thoughts, I mean, to be honest, it's way more than what I expected. You know, I didn't know you was going to be showing people how to sell clothes online, how to make books, ebooks, how to be an author, how to put any idea into an online program and benefit from it. you know, I ain't know it's going to have 20 different Zoom calls from 20 different speakers. You know what I mean? I ain't know it's going to be like that. Like, when it says 6 weeks, I'm like, I'm going to knock all this out in a day. That's what I said. that's what I said. I ain't going to lie. I started looking at that stuff. I said, man, I don't know, man. It's going to take me a little bit longer than 6 weeks. Because, you know, I was already doing a few other things. But, I mean, yeah, bro, I was just, like, overwhelmed. And I seen what's that brother's name? Brother Derek, is it Two Grace or something like that?
Brother Derek Grace, yep, Two.
Yeah, yeah, him with the $2 million in 6 months. I said, oh, hold on now. Hold on now. That's what gets me going right there. You know what I mean? Then they come and they break it down and all that. I said, oh, man, this is where it's at. I got to turn people on to this, man. And that's just what happened.
So have you seen any of Brother Jake's teachings?
I seen a lot of them. I seen a lot of them on there. I don't know how many though, but I know I seen. Well, you talking about Inside the Course, right?
Yeah, Inside the Course, or what he talks about with the banking.
No, I haven't got to the banking part yet. I haven't, but as far as Inside the Course on the weekly, you know, agendas and stuff like that. Yeah, I've seen most of those, man, brother. And Jake, to be honest with you, man, brother, I like how you deliver that message, bro. Yeah, I mean, you got a gift, bro. Seriously, bro. I mean, it don't matter what it is. They talk about clothes. I ain't gonna lie. Some of that stuff, when I hear the person calling in, I'd be like, man, they need to just hang that idea. They need to just, I ain't even lying, bro. I'd be like, they need to just give it up. But you be coming, giving that inspiration. I'm like, dang, J. Cole with it, man. Colder than me. You know? But yeah, bro, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. And to be honest with you, Brother Jake, man, and Brother Ben, you know, a lot of those videos is what really got my creative juices back flowing. You know what I mean? The inspiration to not give up, keep your ideas going forward. Because little do you all know, I used to always want to be a clothing designer. Then someone stuck a needle in my brain when I was 17. Mm. But through the course, I was like, man, I could still do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was in the mindset that, like, okay, you know, I thought about this 10, 12 years ago. It was probably a little late. You know, I might just, you know, keep what I'm doing, the insurance, that's working. But now through them videos, some inspirational videos, that upliftment, you know, on all that stuff, bro. Brother Jake, man, I'm telling you, bro, you got it, bro. For real, you helped me out a lot during that stuff.
Praise be to God. You, what type of insurance are you, or do you do?
I pretty much just do Medicare, Medicare insurance.
Okay, Medicare insurance. I got you. How long you been doing that?
Mm-hmm. Man, I think this is my fourth year next month.
Okay. See, because you probably don't know a lot about me, but my basis of what I've done has been insurance for 5 years. Mm-hmm. The insurance game has been mighty good to me. It's been mighty good. I didn't do Medicare. I've been on the life side.
Yeah, that's where I started out with life insurance.
Yep. It's definitely, you know, the Medicare. You guys have that season, and it's like open fish seasons. It's whoever's the hungriest is gonna make all the bread. And the life, your life takes a little bit more like patience. There's a lot, you know, a lot more ups and downs, but. Insurance saved my life. Insurance is the reason why, there's no way I would have made, my first $100,000 month was at 26. May 2017, $156,000 in 1 month. And I was 26 years old. There's no way I would have been able to do that in any other industry. With what I had, because, you know, I'm a salesman, but I didn't, you know, I'm not creative. Well, at the time I didn't think I was, and, you know, I wouldn't have come up with no good idea. and I really wanted to, get more of our community, to get life insurance. So yeah, my first $100,000 month was, May 2017. And when we were actively growing, my firm got to 250 plus licensed brokers in 22 states. We took our firm to a seven-figure producing firm, doing no less than 150,000 issue paid a month. It's still good. We still do about 100, anywhere from 90 to 150,000 issue paid a month, in production while we're building the institute. So, your story, man, is like scary. It's similar. It's real similar. And so, do you have a team, or is it just you that do the Medicare?
Well, I don't have a team, but I'm in the position where I can assimilate one.
Got it. And
get overrides and stuff like that. I'm able to do that. Pretty much, I'm with another team.
Understood.
But I still do whatever I want to do, and I get overrides on every application submitted. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. So what I would do, if your dream, because what can happen, you can get so caught up and making the money from your practice or from your trade, because insurance is a trade, that you would say, I'm making good money here. I'm just going to stay over here and not pursue what you feel like you've had in your heart since, like you said, 10 years ago, which was the clothing. And so I would position yourself and start thinking about maybe even strategies of exit. It doesn't have to be immediately, but some type of strategy of exit, replacing yourself so you can still generate overrides or whatever the case may be, while you're pursuing what you truly, dream to do. Like, my dream was to start, like, what me and BX have is the Institute. That's why I always felt like would be my space, like, some type of online academy, which is why I went to school for education. And to get it going, I just didn't have the time or the patience, and I needed money. So I got an insurance, and I've been stuck in it. Got good at it because I was stuck in it. But it's just something about the juices that start flowing when you back in your creative space. That mission or that vision that you feel like God gave you, the God within, that gave you. The thought, like, man, I want my own design. I want my own this. The fact that you're making money allows for you not to have to rush quality or rush a look. And you can kind of do the thing like that. So unless you just want to be in insurance for 20, 30 years. For me, I was thinking like, yo, it's a good trade. The money's good. But, moving out. So we ended up like scaling the company all the way down, giving agents to other brokers that I knew so that they can, have somebody to kind of look after them, because I didn't want to deal with the overhead, and I didn't want to deal with the chargebacks no more. I didn't want to deal with none of that. So now we got two in-house brokers that pretty much do all the writing. I don't even do any of that anymore, which allows for us to kind of focus on that. So that's what I would do if I were you in your position, to go after your dream, because it's nothing like getting the juices for your dream again, but still being stuck in your current circumstance. And it's like, dang, it's a sacrifice for either or. It's like, if I go after my dream, I ain't going to have the money. And if I stay with the money, I may not have my dream. So you just need to start thinking of an exit strategy for you to be able to still make the money while exercising your next plan, your next vision for yourself. And I'm sure you probably already had that kind of in place. But, kudos to you, bro.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, man. Thank you.
What is your – when somebody hears Brother Mark Muhammad, what is your brand about? I know you got the Facebook page. I mean, how much reach and followers have you grew since getting into the digital real estate on your Facebook?
Oh, man. Man, locally, man, when I go out, people stop me, who I don't even know. Sometimes they take pictures. I remember one time I went to a party. This random dude, hey, what's up, Marley? I see you on Facebook. Let me get a picture. I'm like, oh, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. I don't even know this guy. Not to brag or nothing like that. I'm just blessed. But, from the past 6-7 years, built up a strong reputation for my namesake. That was one of the things that I wanted to clean up, was when you hear my name, you hear, that's a good brother, that's a Muslim. He's not going to lie to you. He's not going to play you. He's going to tell you right and do you right. So with the grace of Allah, you know, that, you know, that's pretty much 100% fulfilled that I know of. As far as with the page growing, when I joined the course, I had 25,000 followers. I didn't have the 30,000 1 minute views. I was at 24-25% of that. That's what I was having a hard time with, was getting them 1 minute views. But now, man, since June 6th up until, what's today, September 4th or something, September 3rd, 25,000 is over 63,000 followers. The month of July, I reached 5.3 million. I think the engagements, I don't know which one's is number two, but whichever one's number two, I think it's engagements, was at 2.3 million. Net followers was at like 9,000, something like it. It was a high number like that. August, it dropped down a little bit because I got a little busy with some other things, but it's still 4 million, reaching 4 million. You know, views is crazy. views is crazy. You know, we in them, you know, it's to the point now when I drop a video within 2 days, I expect 100,000 views.
Wow.
I expect that. You know, it's like that, especially when you take that time and you get it looking real nice. You go download the pictures and all that little stuff. You know, you like, hey, I need put the music in the background. I need 100,000 views in 2 days. You know what I mean? So, you know, the grace of Allah and the grace of the course, man, it really blessed me in the areas where I need to be blessed at. Oh, and I want to tell you this too, Brother Ben. You know, I got the course June 6th and was able to be monetized by June 17th.
That's good.
But listen to this, though. I only did 1 week of the course.
Wow.
You know what I mean? After 1 week, that's all I needed to hear. I'm good.
I got what I needed. I'm good.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. You know, that's why it took almost 2 weeks for me to jump back in there.
Man, you know what I mean?
I was like, man, I can't spend that money and not use the whole thing now.
So how much have you been able to make? From Facebook or any outside that had anything to do with you learning how to sell or whatever market, how much have you made thus far?
I made, I think it's like 4,500 total. Mm-hmm. I think so.
What was the time span? Because you got blocked for a minute, right?
Yeah, I'm blocked up until like November, I think.
I've been blocked. I don't know when I'm going. I've been blocked 4 months. I don't know when they're going to unblock me. So for those who don't know what that means, when you do something wrong or post something out, whatever, they'll block your page to where you can still post, but you won't be monetized. I'm going on freaking 5 months now. So what time period did you do this $4,500?
From June 17th up until the end of July when they blocked me. And I got paid, you know, they pay you a month later. I got paid October 18th. I mean, August 18th. So, yeah.
So in about a month, So about a month and a week worth of work, not physical work. You just doing your videos, you know, you can even schedule the videos ahead of time, stream them. You made $4,500 plus from Facebook.
Correct. And that's just from, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying, and that's just from, at that time, I use 90% of the time, I use someone else's content.
I might have came at the end.
Yeah, that's what I got from you. Because, you know, I might have came at the end of something for a little minute or two and drop a little something, little seeds of wisdom, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
So for those who don't know what he's talking about, you literally can get content that's already made, so you don't have to do all original content. You can either edit it and upload it, or you can add in your commentary, and you too can get paid from content that's out there all over social media, whether if it's sports, whatever. So on your particular page, Mark Muhammad Jr., right? Is that the name of the page? So on your page, what's your niche? What's your brand that you like to promote and put out there?
Normally, I'm on my education page. I'm my educational side right now. That's my niche. I got a few, golden topics that I know that's going to pop every single time. That's really just it. Just pure inspiration, motivation, and information. That's just what my page is on.
Motivation, inspiration, and information, something like that. But that's good, man. I'm proud to see somebody come in, man, and really implement the strategies and get results from it. To know that I'm not the only one that can do it. It's not a fluke. It's not like this happened only for him. I want more people to come in, man, and do thousands. I want more people to come in and reach millions of people, because what you're doing is not gossip. What you're doing is not, you ain't doing commentary on who got divorced and who got beat up and all this. You're pushing, a lesson. You're pushing documentaries. You're pushing information and education and enlightenment that's actually impacting people. And this is what, one of my favorite quotes or that I made up is, focus on passive impact, not passive income, because the more people you impact, right, the more income will come. So now you literally get to sit home on your computer or from your phone and make money by feeding and helping the people. Somebody said, what's your handle on Instagram and Facebook? What's your at name?
Instagram is Mark Muhammad Jr. Facebook is Brother Mark Muhammad. Facebook is Brother Mark Muhammad Jr.
Yep, and he posts great content, man. He be live streaming lectures, live streaming documentaries, and just gives insight, man. Sound advice, insight from a youth perspective, but also with wisdom as well, man. So for those who are coming, brother, who's been looking at, digital real estate, he keep posting digital real estate or the ABS tribe, and you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it, man, but I don't really know if I should step on in. What words would you give to them who's thinking that, who's like on the fence about it and don't really know what's on the other side?
Well, man, the first thing is, what exactly do you really have to lose? I mean, someone's telling you all the time to spend some money, and if you apply it right, you're going to get a return. Testimonies after testimony after testimony. It's simple. They tell you what to do. Make money off of videos, or they're going to show you how to boost your internet following so you can make money off your products. That's just it. It's no spook. It ain't nothing extra. It's simple like that. I got a phrase. I'd be like, it's so simple, people don't even do it.
You got anything, Jake, as we close out?
No, I'm just very impressed with you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, because it's very important that we keep pushing the agenda of a strong black man who's upright and showing an example that showing these kids that you can be extremely successful and live as close to a righteous life as possible. So I'm proud of you, brother.
So many people ask me, Brother Ben asked, man, how do I know that you're going live? How do I know when you're producing a podcast? And I saw you also just made $130,000 in 2 days. Well, there's a way that you guys can get informed from us via text message. All you have to do is text 50K to 210-504-4094, and we'll give you more information with free game, and we'll let you guys know how we made $130,000 in 2 days. Text the word 50K to 210-504-4094. We'll give you updates, notifications, and let you guys know how we made $130,000 in 2 days. Peace.
Yes, sir, man.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Everybody who's watching, don't leave, because I got something to tell you. Don't leave, Brother Mark, man. Assalamu alaikum, man. I appreciate you, and keep up the great work.
You too, Black Salam, sir. Appreciate you.
Peace. So, family, after hearing that and seeing some of the stuff that y'all heard about the ABS tribe, press 1 if you're interested in our program or coaching.
Oh, man, you finna do something, ain't you?
Press one.
You finna do something.
If you're interested.
Boy, you a little sneaky, sneaky.
I ain't finna do nothing.
What you finna do?
I ain't finna do nothing. I ain't finna do nothing. Press one if you interested. I
see you know when somebody lie, their voice get high.
I see somebody interested. I paid $100 for the NBA. I didn't know about the NBA trial. Okay. Press one if you're interested. Because tonight, we have a sister on, Sister Kane, our director of technology, who took us to six figures a month. Tonight, she's doing part two of her teaching. The first week, she went 6+ hours. And everything that we've done thus far, you got access to the past lectures and classes and lessons. Sister Wendy Muhammad came in, multi-millionaire as well, who just went on. There you go, and just went on and was answering questions the whole time. Now, I don't know if you've seen the video that I did earlier about money not being evil, and it's about the human being and how they use it. But I also broke down how you all can make $100,000 a year. All of that information is also in the tribe. What I want y'all to do, now the digital real estate is $1,997. But what we have found is that we need y'all to have a prerequisite knowledge before you get into that digital real estate.
That's a fact.
Yes, we've had people that did $11,000 in 4 weeks. Yes, we've had people that did $9,000 in less than 4 weeks. But we believe that you need a prerequisite knowledge so that once you get up there, you're not too lost. So we want to take you through the program. Now, with all that being said, if you want to join our ABS tribe where we have ourselves and other millionaires come in and teach you business on a weekly basis, we went from 2 classes to 4 classes a week for just $50 a month. If you are interested in that, and if you're interested in being with us really in less than an hour, tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time, comment the word tribe. Comment the word tribe. T-R-I-B-E. I'm telling you, for the information that's inside of that ABS tribe, that's going to be the best investment
start, yep,
that you can spend.
Great start.
When it comes to when it comes to business and really life coaching as well. You're going to see once you come in, anybody who's in the comment section who already in the tribe, y'all can bear witness. It's an energy. It's a family. It's a real tribe that you're coming into. In fact, we called it night school, but it got so close. I'm still waiting on a call. There's no call. You sign right up. It's automated. www.theabstribe. But anyways, comment the word tribe and we'll inbox you. Comment the word tribe and we'll inbox you. If you do not get an inbox, go to www.theabstribe.com. If you do not get an inbox within 10 minutes, go to www.theabstribe.com. And you're going to be able to be a part of the family, get in a private Facebook group, and you're going to be able to get access to our exclusive weekly coaching on a weekly basis. What am I missing, Brother Jay?
One of the biggest things that you're missing is that you're talking about for $3 a session. when you calculate the $50 a month and you divide it by the 16 sessions that we have a month, that calculates to $3, $3 a session. And with our sessions, we go 3 to 6 hours, mm-hmm, of coaching, of teaching, of product analysis, of breaking down your social media, of getting a community, spiritual development, mental development, esteem development. So there's a lot of there's a lot of elements to the tribe that is much more than just making money. Because what people have to realize is that the other word for money is currency. Mm-hmm. And currency in itself is energy. And what we have to understand is that energy flows where it's accepted. Just like water, water flows where it's accepted. So you got to build up the inside of you so that it can accept more currency. Money's currency is energy. So inside the tribe, we go. Matter of fact, it's about to be 5 days a week, Brother Ben, because we're adding a women's group.
Uh-oh.
And that's going to be on Mondays, starting starting the last week of this month.
You already talked to T already?
Yep. Starting the last week of this month, on Mondays, we're going to start having for women. It's going to be women only. It's going to be women-led, women-taught, women only. And it's an environment to develop more business savvy, economic savvy women to be able to be helpmeets for, you know, their significant others. So it's going to be very, very, very important that we understand that the ABS tribe is definitely a community where you get live weekly coaching, 3 to 6 hours each session. And then on Fridays, on the fourth day, there's the building where the networking, where tribe members, community members, there have been people inside of the tribe that have joined forces, taken their talents and built a company. There are most of us, you're one or two people away from an explosion. And what I mean by one or two people away from explosion, what I can give you an example is this is how powerful right networking is. Me and BX end up teaching on the same panel in Dallas. And from teaching on the same panel, he and I realized that we have the same energy with the same goal. And because he and I met each other, and because he and I combined forces, he picks up my strengths, I mean my weaknesses, and I pick up his, and we match them with our strengths. Because of that, we've seen exponential growth in both of our lives that would have taken us a little longer separately. And so some of you are one or two people away with the same mindset, with the same belief, with the same tenacity. And the tribe allows for you to be able to find that partner or that business partner or that piece that you needed in your business to help it explode to the next level. And so that's the beauty on Fridays, BX, when people get to network together, you find out that one person want to do media, the other person wants to sell something, and you got the product. So imagine if you had a product that you've always been wanting to sell, but you're not really a salesman and you're not really good with media. Imagine finding somebody in a tribe, in a community that says, hey, I believe in your product. Let me sell it. Somebody else says, I believe in your product. Let me market it. Somebody says, well, I believe in what y'all got going on. Let me create automation systems for it. Now you built an entire company from being in the right market. And a lot of us, because we are isolated and people around us can't really give us what we need, we're not on the same frequency. What happens is you begin to think or believe that your visions aren't good enough. You begin to think and believe that maybe the vision that God gave you ain't for you. And the truth is, it's because you're not in the right environment that can foster the type of vision and the type of belief that you feel like you have. And that's what the ABS tribe is able to bring.
And I want to, somebody says, okay, I'm lost and frustrated, family, this is overwhelming. That's another reason why the tribe is important. When you get into the tribe, you are able to be live with the coaches. You are able to be live with us. And whatever is confusing, we have live set up for that. So once you join the tribe, not only do you have a private Facebook group with all kind of people that's going be there to help you, but we have an orientation class where we can take you step by step and show you these things so that it's not so overwhelming. I seen somebody say something about a discount. Let me say something. Digital real estate, even at 1997, is already discounted. ABS Tribe is already highly discounted. And if you don't believe me, I want to show y'all the curriculum real quick. Brother Miles just said he's paid over $3,500 for courses and it didn't have as much value as we have for our $50 a month program. Let me show you what's inside of it. Go to my screen here. Can y'all see the screen? Let me know if you can press one if you can see the screen right now. And remember, if you don't get an inbox, so if you're watching this on YouTube or anything else, you're probably not going to get an inbox. Go to www.theabstribe.com. Somebody said it's worth so much more. www.theabstribe.com. So y'all can see my screen, right? Let me scroll down. Show y'all what's going down tonight here. So if you see this right now, this was going down tonight. the 100K month blueprint part two. That's just part two. Got a success tracker, private Facebook group link, and you can become an affiliate. I'll talk about that in a minute. Now, this is just July. Me and Jake talked about content creation and automation, how to create content and how to automate your services online. Then we brought Brother Marquell Russell on Facebook Ad Mastery. Then we got Brother Derek Grace on 2 million in 6 months. How do he do it? What was his marketing? He gave it up. Live coaching right here. The Power of Habit. The six-figure drop shipping blueprint. The coaching call, listen to your mentors. Affiliate marketing help. Then we did another coaching session. And on these coaching sessions, you literally can ask any question that you have, and we answering it right there on the spot. Here's August. Brother Jake showed you how to own your own bank. You getting this type of knowledge for just $50, man. Then we go into my struggle, how I overcame my little journey. Here we have Sister Wendy Muhammad, a multimillionaire, owns her own hospital. She came in and all she did was ask me any question. You got access to a multimillionaire for $50 and you can ask her any question? Then we got live coaching. Then we got manifestation and customer relationships. Live coaching again. How to get 1,000 clients and scale to $100,000 a month. Then we got real estate without borrowing from the bank. So she literally came and showed us how to get homes for $600, family. $1,000 and make five figures, six figures from it. $50 a month. That's not included with the digital real estate. But I'm saying start here. I don't want y'all to, if you ain't got the money like that, I'm not even telling y'all to jump up to the digital real estate. Is the digital real estate more than worth it? Of course. But what I'm telling y'all is when I keep seeing y'all say discount, when I keep seeing y'all say, can you look out? No, just start with the ABS drop, because I guarantee you, you're going to see the value just from the ABS drop. Yes, as low as 600. I didn't make a mistake. And then here's September, the pro affiliate market. And then let's go down here. This is all my courses, 5 steps to take your life to the next level, 3 ways. I mean, just all this different stuff. How to make $10,000 a month with value, 3 ways to make money, 2 ways to make money. All of these lives are going up. Then Brother Jake. Then we got guest speakers. Guest speakers that has came on. We got Billionaire PA, Sister Wendy, Derek Grace, Don Dixon, www.theabstribe.com. Somebody put it in the comment section, please. Somebody keep asking. www.theabstribe.com. And then you got access to all of the old tribe calls. So, when we say that it's valuable, family. And it's already discounted. The reason I showed y'all that, it's already discounted. Do you know how much people charge? Do you know people charge thousands of dollars to get on the phone with them when they making them type of numbers? You got to book them. I mean, our price is honestly high. Well, not high, it's worth it, but it's up there. So you got access to us 2 times a week, and we're investing in other millionaires to come in to give you full access for just $50 a month. It's already discounted. If you want digital real estate, we have a payment plan. You start at $500. But I will say this, digital real estate is closing to the public October 1st. October 1st, you will no longer be able to sign right into digital real estate. You will have to go through another prerequisite program to ensure that you're ready. Just letting you guys know now, October 1st, you will no longer be able to join right into digital real estate. If you're not already in, you will have to go through another prerequisite program first to qualify for the digital real estate. Now, here's what I wanted to tell y'all about the ABS affiliate. Once you join the ABS tribe, not only do you get all of that gain, but we empower you with our products and you get 50%. How could I enlist? You got to join the ABS tribe. But once you come into our program, We delivering the content. We delivering the service. We answering the questions. We giving the lesson. Every person that you bring in, you get 50%, which is $25. And as long as they stay, you get paid on a consistent monthly basis. So when you learn how we show you how to develop a product and market it, you can do that for our products. You can do it for our products. We already have, maybe y'all don't believe me. Y'all probably don't believe me. Let me show you. We have a brother, Young Conadon, who y'all probably seen on my platform. The brother made $1,600 in less than 2 weeks. Literally less than 2 weeks. Let me show you. Let me go to my screen. Finna pull it up. In less than 2 weeks, the brother, 50 years young, he's young. That's why his name is Young Con. But the reason I like to bring up his age, not because he's older, but because I know some of y'all saying, well, what if I'm a little older and I don't understand this? Well, learn it just how he learned it. Age ain't got nothing to do with it. So if I go down to it, as you can see, we got payouts here. But let me go down. If I go down, we're going to go, he's up in here. His name is Brother Damon Jones. Let me show you. The brother literally within 2 weeks already made his money back plus some. Here you go right here. Damon Jones. Y'all see that name, right? Look at how much he's being paid out. Basically six, and he made more than that. It's just not on this thing. 600, 1600 within 2 weeks. Let me click on his name so y'all won't think I'm lying. You see it right here. He joined August 22nd. I mean, 21st. He joined August 21st. He already has 1600 that he has made. Not with his own product, but with our product. What's the benefit of that? We already got the results. We already got the results. We already got content that you can share. And we already got free content out there to let anybody know who's skeptical about what we're teaching. We got free content where you can show and prove. All you got to do is get them to join in and you're going to get your 50%. And as long as them people join, that means if the people that he got to sign up on the ABS tribe, that means he can make another 1,000 next week without doing nothing at all. We going to keep him in. We going to teach. We going to invest. We going to provide the lessons. We going to answer the questions. You just sit back and your money coming in on a monthly basis. So that's what the ABS tribe is about. I know y'all hear us talk about it a lot. I know we don't break it down like this a lot, but I seen some people asking it in the comment section. If you are lost, come into the tribe and trust the process. If not, hey, maybe you should, getting a job, ain't nothing wrong with getting a job if you like the job. But if you want to take this leap and take this step of doing something for yourself, we gonna help you along the way. The tribe is meant for those who lost. The tribe is meant for those who don't get it. We, like he said, we started with 2 times a week. We added 4 times a week for those who say, man, I'm lost. I need a little bit more help. So that's what the Wednesday class is for, to get you up, show you what this is. We're going to show you what that is. We're going to help you out with that. We got a team for that that's going to hold your hand and bring you along with us. Hold your hand, bring you along with us. That's what it's for. So don't be afraid of, well, I don't know. No, come on to the class. Learn it. Take it one step at a time. Look at this. Somebody says, save my life for real. The class pays for itself. Now, y'all see me. I'm not typing that. These are other people giving their real testimonies. So tonight is going up. I don't say going down. It's going up because Sister Kane, who helped take our company to 6 figures a month, she's teaching you guys exactly what she did, what we did. Is being taught in the class. So you actually, in the tribe, you get to grow with us. So next it'll be 6 figures a week. Then it'll be 1 million a month. So as we grow, you're going to grow with us because on the Tuesdays and Thursdays, we sharing with you guys the new strategies. We sharing with you guys the new tricks, the new development, the new techniques. So you're learning with us. For just $50 a month. I don't know where else you're gonna get that from. And let me reiterate, the people that charges $1,000, we're paying them to come teach y'all for just $50. I think y'all missed it. The people where if you would have took their program or did a one-on-one with them, you would have paid $1,000+. We're paying them or we're using our relationship that we have with them to come teach y'all for $50. So if that's not worth it, if you still need a discount after that, then hey, man, I you know, maybe we just not the group for y'all. But I thank you all for listening, man. I hope to see y'all tonight in the tribe. And again, if you're not on my Brother Ben X Facebook page, you probably didn't get an inbox. So if you're on any other platform, go to www.theabstribe.com. www.theabstribe.com. Peace, family. Y'all have a blacktastic day.